Hey guys, welcome to the Brandimation Show. It's our first time rocking live on radio, the Brandimation Show podcast, so you guys can hear it without streaming live video. This is directly to you on live radio. We're going to talk today, the first episode, about LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. What's going on? Why are they failing? Why are they having issues as a team? The coach is gone. Why is LeBron James, Westbrook, and Davis failing to win games when they have this trio? If you dial and look at the team, the roster makes sense. The players make sense. The team is stacked. The world wants to know, why is the Los Angeles Lakers losing? Why are they not winning? And why are they not going to the playoffs? And why are they not going to be the dynamic trio they thought? And I'll tell you this, from looking at it, there's a few main issues. It's not just the team's bad. That's not the problem. The team is stacked with players. Talent's through the roof, right? We're looking at the situation, and I got to tell you, from looking at it from a player perspective, forget what sport you play. As a player, you look at this, and you know right away, LeBron James is running the team. And I think the first major point we have to evaluate is, how old are these players? You know, LeBron James had his chance, you know, to win finals. He's had his chance to rally the troops and win on major teams, right? He won with the Heat. He won in Cleveland. He won in Los Angeles already. Why are they failing now? The first major thing is the Los Angeles Lakers players are getting up in age. LeBron James is not 18, 19, you know, fresh out of high school or in his, you know, 22, 23, you know, getting into the NBA at that young age where his ligaments are snapping like they used to, right? Snapping back, you know, up and back. It's not the same. LeBron James is getting older. Is he a bad player? No, far from it. One of the best ever. You know, everyone will say the best ever or second to Jordan. That's what the most argument it is here. If you watch the news or if you watch any sports venue or radio or video, most people tell you LeBron James is one or two. But when we dial in and look at the positioning of time, LeBron James, Westbrook, Anthony Davis, they're amazing. But LeBron is getting older. Russell Westbrook is getting older. And that's the first major, major concern is the age. What is the expiration date? When do these guys stop playing at a high, high, high level? Right? Not the highest level, but a high, high, high level. They can keep going, but now I think we're starting to see that come to effect. LeBron James wants to play as long as he can so he can play with his son, Bronny, who's killing it right now. Guy's going to be one of the top picks. We know that. He's going to play in the NBA, you know, as long as he prevents injury from happening, God willing, we know that. But LeBron James is going to hold out as long as he possibly can to play with Bronny James. Now, let's just think about the other guys on his team. Russell Westbrook is an all-star on another team, right? On another team. When you get to the Lakers, he's no longer an all-star because LeBron James takes the cake there, right? So there's camaraderie. There's players that can play well together. There's age. These are factors. But I'm going to go deeper than that right now. I'm going to go deeper and say things that most people are not saying. And this is the main reason why I want to talk about this on this episode, because it's not just age. It's not just the combination of players. Right now, in the NBA, in the NFL, and in every other league around sports, you're supposed to have a coach, right? There's owners and there's coaches. Nowadays, you have players that are actually on the court or on the field, right? And they're coaches. LeBron James has taken a coaching perspective to this team. He's deciding who comes to the team. Now, I'm not saying he's publicly announcing that he's picking. I'm not saying that the Los Angeles Lakers are saying that LeBron James are picking their talent and picking their players. I'm not saying that he's doing that publicly. But what I will say is I'm sure LeBron James has more to say what happens in that organization than most players around the world. And so you're losing the structure. You're losing the coach, coaching the players, and the players focusing on being NBA talent and winning games. These guys are out looking for players, finding teammates, communicating who comes, who goes. You got to be in that click, right? You got to be in that click. And that is what you see on a lot of organizations, not just the Lakers. But Russell Westbrook coming in there, I mean, he's getting radical. He's getting killed, ridiculed by fans, you know, his own fans, other people's fans. He's getting killed by random people publicly that he's terrible. He's old. He's rusty. He's, you know, and it's terrible because Russell Westbrook is a phenomenal basketball player. But when you put him in this kind of, you know, in this sport on the Los Angeles Lakers, they're dialing in and they're losing the camaraderie as players. And the focus point becomes, okay, next season, I'm gone. Okay, next season, you're gone. Okay, next season, LeBron James is going to pick who he brings in next. LeBron James is going to say, hey, you're not good enough, you're gone. And when you watch the game, I know you can witness it. You can witness LeBron James pointing at people saying, yo, you're not in the right place. And that's a great thing from a talented captain, right? A captain on your team. I get that. LeBron James is one of the best in the world. I get that. But when you look at what can happen every single season, you're not getting the same players anymore. They're coming back on the same team, building camaraderie. You're getting, hey, next year, we're going to trade you and we're going to pick up another guy over here. Or we're going to trade this point guard. We're going to bring in this guy over here. And everyone can feel that. I mean, the coach got fired. You didn't see anyone sticking their neck out for the coach. You didn't see these guys chasing the organization saying, look, we love this coach. You didn't hear that. You didn't see much of that. And that's because LeBron James is a coach. So you no longer need a coach because you have LeBron James in your locker room. And that is a major problem. Not saying that he can't do it. I'm not saying that he's not a beast. I'm not saying he's not a legend. I'm not saying he's not the best ever. I'm not putting him in a category. I'm just saying, let LeBron James be an NBA all-star and let him win games. Then let your coach do what he's supposed to do and let the owner do what he's supposed to do. Because then you have a team that's building around that city in Los Angeles and that camaraderie and those players in that locker room, and it will trickle down to wins on that column and not on losses in that column. Because you're basically taking all these great players, putting them into a mix, and sometimes a lot of MVPs on one team don't work. That's why you witness these major players on your team, like LeBron James, and then you build around him. Anthony Davis is unbelievable. You could win NBA, finals, definitely playoff games. You could win finals game with just LeBron, Anthony Davis, and you build around them. There's no need to go out and pick up Russell Westbrook. There really is no need. I'm not saying he's not good. I'm just saying there's no need to do that. You could pick up any point guard you want because these two players, building around them, is building NBA championships. They've proved that already. They could win NBA championships. But next year, you know, now the coach is gone. A new coach will come in, and then you're going to say, hey, look, let's find us a new point guard. And then you're going to build that camaraderie. And then it's just, there's too many transactions, too many trades. And it's not just Los Angeles. But the major problem they have, I should say the major problems they have, is they have awesome talent. You have age catching up to you. You have too many MVPs on the team. And coaching, if you ask me, is lacking because you have a major coach on the court, LeBron James. He's doing too much. Let the guy play basketball, win games, and let the coach and organization make the decisions to build around LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Guys, look, if it's your first time listening to this radio, first time hearing my podcast, I'm so glad you're streaming in. I'm so glad you're listening in because I'm building this thing big. And I want you guys to also don't forget to check out the YouTube channel because it's building. All the social media platforms are good. Instagram, Facebook, those are all great tools. But I want you guys to look up the Brandon Mason Show on YouTube and subscribe and listen in this channel because I'm going to bring you an episode 3 to 5 times a week on radio. Until it gets bigger, it'll be Monday through Friday, every single day, every single morning. But right now, we're going to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Podcast will be earlier on. And then in the afternoon, you're going to have live video on YouTube. Guys, thanks for listening in. Signing out.